Here are the Masech to Harris. And the Mishnah starts off, Hoiru Bezdin, Bezdin gives out a psak, that Lavor al-Achas mikol mitzvah samuras batera. The Bezdin ha-Godlin Yushalayim, they make a mistake, and they paskin that something is mutter. Something is more instead of a type of a chaylev, special type of a fat that's ala keva on top of the stomach. Then the Gemara and Chulun is a machlokes whether it's also or not. We come out really it's treif, it's awesome. If somebody eats the kazayis of the chaylev, he's chayiv koris. If he does it, amazing. If he does it b'shoigig, he's chayiv a korban chatas. That's if he made a mistake by himself that he ate chaylev, either he thought it's mutter or else he thought the piece in front of him was shumin. Was kosher fat and it came out of a trefa fat, he's chayi b'chattis. Here, what's going to be in the case that he eats it because Bezdin gave up sack. Herbert Bezdin gave up sack, they made a mistake, but Bezdin Paskin, on one of the mitzvahs of Muras Batero, that if you do it for Mazid, you would have been chayi b'choris, b'shoigid you chayi b'korbin, and now Bezdin made a mistake in Paskin that that type of a chaylev is muta. For holach hayochid, a yochid, one person went, the also, Shoigig al piyam, and he ate this fat because of them. He was a shoigig al piyam, a double loshen. Shoigig by mistake, al piyam because of them. He listened to Bezdin. So the Chiddush and Mishnah is that he's potter from a korban. Since he made the mistake because of Bezdin, he listened to Bezdin, even though it's a shoigig, still he's potter from a korban. Now the Mishnah says, Bein sha'osu v'yosi mohem, where the Bezdin themselves went right now to eat his chaylev. And this yochid, this single person, ate with them, that he spotted from the korban. Bein she'osu, where the bezdin ate it first, today, let's say, v'yosu achrayim, then this yochid tomorrow first goes home and eats the chaylev. Or even the third case, which is loy zu'azu, concerning the bigger chiddush, even the last case, bein shloy osu, even if bezdin themselves did not eat this chaylev. He only gave the psak yesterday. Everybody should know this fat that's on top of the stomach is permissible. You'll not eat it. But they themselves did not eat it. Now the osa and the yochid. Well, see, yochid always means less than the roiv of the tzibur. When you come to roiv of the tzibur, that we'll see later on, that's a new halacha. Could be then the raka bonus, whether the bezin has to bring a korban or whether the yochid has to bring the korban, we'll see later when roiv of the tzibur does the avera. But so far we're talking about only a yochid, or means less than roiv of the tzibur. So the yossi, he does it even though Bezdin did not eat the chaylev. Just he himself eats it. Potter! That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, this yochid is potter from the korban. Why? It says, oh, repeat itself again, the Mishnah, nipnei shetolah b'bezdin. Because he relied upon Bezdin. If a person makes a mistake by himself, that's when he's chayiv a korban chatis. But if the mistake was because he relied upon the Bezdin, and Bezdin made the mistake, we'll see a pasuk in the Gemara that you're potter from the korban. What's going to be Hoiru Bezdin? Bezdin gives out a psak, again, that this chaylev is muto, but the yoda echon mehem sheto, one person in the Sanhedrin, one person there realized that they made a mistake. He knows it's really, really it's awesome. Or you're else, not even somebody from the Bezdin, but rather Talmud. Just a Talmud, like we have in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that there were plenty of rows, three rows in front of the Sanhedrin, that Talmidim used to sit there. They used to get a chinuch, how to become a dayan. They used to sit there and watch the way the Bezdin was passing. So there was a Talmud sitting there. He wasn't part of the Sanhedrin itself. And Vahu Royal Horus, he was a chosh of a Talmud, he himself really was fit to paskin also. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. He understands the halachas, and he knows the halachas. He knows that Bezdin made a mistake. Now, v'holach v'yosrapiyim. This Talmud now, or this Dayan, still went and listened to Bezdin. And he went home and he ate the chaylev. So it's like this. Here the Mishnah says, he's chayiv a korban. Now, bein she'osu v'yosimoyim, again, whether Bezdin themselves went home and ate the chaylev, and this yochid, this Talmud, or this Dayan, ate with them, bein she'osu v'yosachreim, where the first Bezdin ate the chaylev, and then this yochid, this Talmud or Dayan eats it later, or even bein shloyosu, where the Bezdin themselves did not eat this chaylev. They did not take part of the actual eating, they only gave the psak, but we also, this yochid, this Talmud or this Dayan ate by himself the chaylev. So here the Mishnah says, arez the chayiv, this Talmud or this Dayan, he's chayiv a korban chatis. Why? Mifnei shloy tola b'Bezdin.
because he did not rely totally on Beis Din. Even though Beis Din gave the psak that chaylev is permissible, but they themselves know they made a mistake. They themselves know that chaylev is also. They learned in cheder that chaylev ala keva is still trade, still also. Says so, it's not cool. They rely completely on Beis Din. Therefore, the chayev echatas. Which the obvious question is, the Gemara is, so why are they chayev echatas? Why are they shaykh go together? They're amazed then. The chayev, they know that chaylev is also. So why is there a chatas then? They know they're doing something wrong. Should be considered like the mazid they went to eat the chaylev. The Gemara says the mistake is they still thought that there's a mitzvah l'shumer d'vichomim. They made a mistake on different halacha. They know Beis Din's passing wrong now. But they thought, even though Beis Din's passing is wrong, still I have a mitzvah to listen to them. Have we always dashen? You're supposed to listen to them. So he made a mistake and he thought, still I'm allowed to eat it. And that's a mistake. Because it's only if you don't know 100% they're wrong. But if you know the psak is wrong, you're not supposed to listen to them. That's also considered a shaygeg, so it's a chiddush. You're a shaygeg because you relied a little bit on Beis Din, but it's a different type of relying. Not because you relied on the actual psak. The actual psak you know is wrong. You relied on some other toys that you made. You thought you're supposed to listen to them even so, and you're not supposed to listen to them, therefore you chay the korban. That's the chiddush. Harei the chayis. And now the Mishnah has over it. Another time, this is the general rule, that ha'tole v'yatzmoi chayif. If a person eats chaylev on his own mistake, then he's chayif v'chattis. V'yatzmoi v'bezdin pato. But if the reason why he's eating it now, because he's relying upon bezdin paskin, that this chaylev is mutter, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that he's pato from a korban. Now the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Li'olam ein bezdin chayovim ad sheyomulhem mutoramatim. What is it considered that Beis Din is chayiv? So loshen chayiv, you know, our Mishnah doesn't say really chayiv. Our Mishnah just says yipota. So Rashi says this is totally in later that when Rav of the Tzibur listens to the Beis Din, then it's a machlokes later that yes, there is a chayiv korban, a new type of a korban. There's a par, and it's a machlokes later where the Beis Din brings it or whether the Tzibur brings it. But kofonim, whenever you have this new chiddush that Beis Din passed in something wrong, and because of them, people listen, and there are new halachis, so that's only, it only applies, Beis Din has to say clearly, mutoramatem, you're allowed to do this. Not just give a shear and say, lechura, it comes out, this is the way it should be. That's not called a psak. Psak has to be clear, mutoramatem. And Rav Dimi min Adoyam even stronger, Achiyoymulem mutoramatem lasois. He has to speak out clearly last voice. They gave out clearly, you're allowed to act this way. We're saying now that this chaylev is permissible for you to go home now and eat it. So that's what Rashler's question shout. The Toys the Russian to sound learns what Shmuel means to say is that be a halach l'maitse means a case had to come in front of Beis Din. That a yochid came and yes, Beis Din, can I eat this chaylev? And Beis Din says, yes, you're allowed to eat it. But if Beis Din only gave a shear and seven shear paskin to the smuta, but someone did not come and ask the question, then Beis Din's not chayiv. So the bigger kid is Shmuel, the Tais the Rosh. The Shmuel means to say that somebody had to come in front of Beis Din and ask him, am I allowed to eat this meat, this fat? And they say yes, that's called haror. For Rashi is not mashma, the Rashi is mashma stam, that Beis Din gave a shear, but at the end of the shear they came out and said clearly, Yishno mutorim atem lasois. That's enough to give it a psak. Now the Mora says, my time of, what's the reason? Lefish la nigmra haro. It's not considered the final psak. Of psak haro of Beis Din means, Beis Din says, mutorim atim lasleis. Rabbi Abaye says, afana nematidin, I'll bring a proof of this also. It says, by zokin mamre. That means first is zokin, paskin in his city one way, and people told him, go ask the Beis Nagod. He went up there, and they told him he's wrong. And then he comes back home and he's still passing the way he passed him before, his chayiv misa. So look at this. Chaz Aliru, the Zokin Mamre, returned back to his town. Shon of Alimut, he just went up to his regular shear, and he still gave the same shear, I still passing to my shear, that you'll not eat this chayiv. Kedera Shalima, the same way he taught before, Potter is not chayiv misa yet. That's not called Hora, just teaching. But Hora Lasois? But if he tells the people you're allowed to do this, Hoyre Paskin lasts that you're allowed to go home and do the way I'm telling you, and you do not have to listen to the Beis Nagodom, then Chayiv. So see clearly when is considered a Gemar Hoyro? When he ends off Hoyre Lasses. Omer Rababa Afana Namatin. Now bring another proof of this. It says in the case where there's a suffix if the husband died or not, and there was an Eid Echad saying, I saw the husband die, so Horu Lo Bezdin Linosei. Bezdin Paskin gave her the wife Etta to remarry. So Rashi says, Dika, since that lashon of Horu Lo Bezdin, Rashi was a special psak that Bezdin told her, Halachal Maisi, you'll have to go remarry. Now, for Holcho Vikukula, instead of remarrying, she stam went and had znus with a man. And then it comes out that the husband's alive. The lacher is chayevus bekorbin. Here she's chayev bekorbin. Why? Shalai hetiru le'elili nosei. Bezdin only gave her a heta to remarry. If she would have remarried, and then the husband would walk in, she'd be puppet from a korbin. She'd be also to live with the second man. She has the right to go back to her husband, but she'd be puppet from a korbin because she was toil of a bezdin. She had a heta of bezdin to remarry. But now that she somehow had this with another man, that bezdin did not give her a heta. That's it is. That she's doing a chet of Eishes Ish b'sheigei. True, it's a sheigei, because as far as she's concerned, the husband was dead, so therefore she's chayav a korban. So also we see this halacha of horror lasses. Rabina says, Afana namatanin, I'll bring another proof also. It says, horror bezin al mishnah. It says, horror bezin gave up sak. La'avor, you're allowed to transgress, al achas mikol mitzvah samuris patero. And so it says clearly, the mishnah says, horror bezin la'avor. Lavor mashma to go and do. So you see, the hayro means lasay. And the moran's off, sulamidi. We do not need any more proofs. There's a clear proof that what's called hayro, not stam bezin gives a shear, but has to be bezin ends off and says, mutorim atem, and we hold even lasay. Bezin has to say, you're allowed to do this. And Nika the army, some said the lashonos are like this, different change around the sheets. The mashmul shmul was said, that Shmuel said, when is Bezdin Chayiv Zeh Korban? When Roi for the Tzibah listens to them, only if they gave up Sak of Muter Matem Lasayt, you're allowed to do, that's called the Gemar Sak. And Rav Dimi is the one that said here, this Girsa, Rav Dimi Men Adoyama, Afilu Muter Matem, even if Bezdin just says, you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to, Nigmar Harot, that's also called the Gemar Harot. Amr Abai Yabai says, I'll bring a proof to Shmuel. We didn't learn like this. We didn't learn like Rav Dimi. We learned like Shmuel. We learned, Chos Ruliroi, if the Zokin Mamre returns home, Vishon, and he teaches the way he taught before. Or Limit, he learns with people. Kiderach Shalom Ad Potter. If he just continues learning in his Shir, he doesn't tell them Alach Alamaisa. He just continues learning the same shot, the way he learned before, he's Potter from Isa. But Hoyra Lasois, if he tells them clearly, Hoyra Lasois, says the Raya to Shmuel, you have to say, Motor Matem Lasois, that you're allowed to go and act this way, I give you permission to act this way, different from the way the Bezna, go to Paskin, Chayiv. And then the Zokin Mamre is Chayiv Misa. And Omer of Ach, Rababa, Voleitnan Hochi. Again, we're arguing on Rav Dimi that it's not enough just to say Motorim, but you have to say Lasois. We'll bring a proof to Shmuel. It sounds like this. Horo lo bezdin li nosei. Mashma bezdin gave up sak lihi nosei to remarry. That's like lasois. Bezdin said clearly you're allowed to remarry. And then v'holcha the kilkala, she went and she adds nus chayevus bekorbin. Why? Shleitiru lo elili nosei. The heter of bezdin was only to remarry. If she would have remarried, then she'll be potter from the korbin if husband comes back. But here it wasn't part of the horo of bezdin. It wasn't the lasois. Therefore, she's doing on her own, she's chayav a korban. But also, smashma that Bezdin gave her a psak, hetiru lasais. That's called the Gemara psak. Amr Ravina, Ravina says, I bring another question on Rav Dimi. We did not learn like you, it's not enough just to say mutorim atem, but you have to have this word of lasais. Why? It says now, Mishnah, hoiru Bezdin. Bezdin gave out a psak. Lavor, again, lavor means to transgress, to lasais, to do. They said you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to eat this chalif. Alachas mikol mitzvah amors b'torah. I'm one of the isurim of the Torah. And then there's this pasha of Horeb Bezdin. So the Moran Zof, Sulamidi, we do not need any more proofs. It's halacha like Shmuel, that halacha of Horeb Bezdin is only when Bezdin gave the Gemar Psak, and the Gemar Psak means that they say, Mutorim atem lasas. That's called Bezdin gave you a psak, and if you rely upon Bezdin, our Mishnah says, you're potter from a korban. The other Mishnah says, V'holach ha-yochid v'yosu shoygeg al-pihem. A double lashon. The yochid went and he did a shoygeg al-pihem. So what's this double lashon of shoygeg and al-pihem? It's the same thing. For the Gemara v'nis, let us just learn v'yosu al-pihem. He acted according to their words. He listened to them. Shoygeg lomli. What does the Mishnah say? He made a mistake. Shita, I mean, he listened to them. On Marava, the Mishnah means to include something. Shogag lasuyei hora bezdin shechelev muta. Let's say bezdin passed with this type of a chelev. The chelev agavi akeva is muta. Now this person went home. V'nischalef loy chelev b'shumin. He went home and he ate that chelev, the chelev agavi akeva. But his mistake was not only because he relied upon bezdin. His mistake was because when he went home, he thought this chelev is shumin. He made a mistake in the Mitzvah. He thought that this chelev now is shumin. So what's the reason why he's eating it? Really, he has two atarim to eat it. He's eating it now mainly because he thinks it's not chelev. He thinks it's shumin. He thinks it's kosher or fats. But even if he would realize that it's chelev, he would really still eat it. Because he remembered yesterday, Bezdin Paskin, this chelev is muta. Is he potter from the carbon in such a case or not? Now Lemaiseh shaygeg is his own mistake, that he thinks this is shumin. That's why he's eating it. Is he potter or chayv the carbon? So first one says, yes, he's still potter. That's the Kiddush. That lasui is such a case, that he went home, but his chalaf loy chelev is shumin. V'yochle potter. Still he's potter, it's called his own shaygeg. He made his own mistake, that he thought it was shumin, and really was chelev. Then when Mishnah says, al piyam amish, in the case, no, that you know exactly what it is, you know it's chelev, the reason why you're eating it is because Bezdin Paskin, yesterday you're allowed to. That's what the Mishnah means to include a chiddush of shodag, even though now the reason why you're eating it is because you made a mistake, you thought it's shumin, but still you're potter, because if you would realize that it's chelev, you would still eat it, because Bezdin Paskin is mutter. And Vika the army, some say no. Vika the army, Yomar Rova, Shoygeg al Piyam, who departed? No. The Mishnah means both together. You are Shoygeg al Piyam only because you're listening directly to Bezdin. That means that you go home and you know this is Chalif. You know this is the fat on top of the stomach. And you thought it was Asa. But Bezdin said yesterday it's Mutta. You don't know better. So, okay, Bezdin says it's Mutta. I'm going to eat it. That's the time that you fought it from the carpet. If you go home and you made a mistake, you thought what you're eating is shumin, that's kosher fats, and it came out really was the chelev, you'll be chayiv the korban. That's not called toila v'das bezdin. Your mistake is not because you listen to bezdin. Your mistake is your own mistake, that you think what you're eating now is shumin, that's a regular shoygeg, you'll be chayiv the korban. So the Mora says now, Milsa the Pshita la Rava, that has Pasha to Rava. But Rava said, Yichayi the Korbin, can we boil it la Rami Bachoma? Rami Bachoma asked this for a question. The boy Rami Bachoma, Hoy Rebezdin, Bezdin gave out a psak, Shechelev Muta, that you're allowed to eat this type of chelev. They made a mistake, Bezdin Paskin, you're allowed to eat a special type of chelev. Now the person went home. V'neschal lefloy b'shumin, he went home and he ate that fat. But his mistake was, he thought it was shumin. Not because he relied upon Bezdin, but he went home, he thought it was shumin, and he ate it. What's the lacha? So Rami Bachom answered for a question. So this, Amar Rav, Rav comes to answer and says, Toshma, bring your proof. Says now, Mishnah, Holach Yochid v'yosa shoygeg al-pihem. A Yochid goes and he does the shoygeg al-pihem. So it says a double lashon, shoygeg al-pihem lomuli. What does the Mishnah say, a double lashon of shoygeg? Let it just say he listens to Bezdin. What's the Lashon Shoygeg for? So Lav Lasuya doesn't come to include Hora Bezdin Shechelev Mutta. In this case, that Bezdin Paskin that Chelev is Mutta. But it's Chalev, like this person goes home, and the person made a mistake in the Metzias, and he exchanged Chelev for Shumin. He thought what he's eating now is Shumin, kosher fat, and really it's the Trefa fat. The Yochlei Potter. But doesn't the Mishnah still mean to say Yepata? That's a double lush in the Mishnah. Shoygeg al-piyah means it's a shoygeg by yourself with a psak of Bezdin. That's still Yepata. Zemara says no, there's no proof. Duma may be shoygeg al-piyah who the potter? No. It has to be you're a shoygeg directly on what Bezdin said. Only if you would have went home and eat that chelev that Bezdin said you're allowed to. Avo, but here, your mistake was that you made a mistake in the Mitzvah. Bishumin, for the case where you made a mistake that this chalev you thought was shumin, the ochloi, so the reason why eating it now is not because of her rebezdin. The reason why eating it is because you think it's shumin, you think it's kosher, chayev could be in such a case, that's called a regular shaygeg, that you chayev a korban. And he could the amri something like this. He could the amri, oh my Rav, Rav says, Toshma, come in here. It says, Holach Yochid, the Osra Shoigag Apiyam, again the Mishnah says, so my law doesn't the Mishnah means, Shoigag Apiyam, who the poto? Only if it was both, it was a Shoigag, directly that you listen to what Desmin said. Avo Barnikeis, this Chalaf Lechelev, you go home, and you made your own mistake that you thought this Chalaf was Beshumin, was Shumin, you thought, the Ochlan Yeyat Chayiv. So maybe that's John the Mishnah. So Moshe says, Domino, maybe, Oy Shoigag Oy Apiyam. So Kis says no clear pshat from our Mishnah. That's again the Shiloh. When the Mishnah says Shogeg Apiyam, does it mean one thing? That you have to be a clear Shogeg only because you listen to Bezdin? Or does it mean to include each one separately? There could be a Shogeg also you be Potter. In the case that you go home and you made your own mistake that you thought this was Shumin and really was Chalev, still you be Potter from the Korban. Why? Because even when you find out that it's really chalev, still you would eat it, because you'd rely on bezdin. So maybe still you put it. So we don't have a clear shot yet. So Marcelli should know the plukta. His tongue machlokes. We'll soon see. It says clearly what's going to be a hoyre bezdin shechalev muta. Bezdin paskin you'll not eat chalev. Then if chalev loy chalev mishumin, the person goes home and he made a mistake, his own mistake that he thought what he's eating now was shumin kosher fats, and really it came out as treifa fats. So the machlekes, the yochlu. So Rav Amar Potter, Rav says yes, it's Potter. It's still considered he's toiler v'das. Bezdin, he's Potter for the korban. For Rav Yechon no mechayiv, no. In such a case, if he says he chayiv a korban, why? Because it's his own mistake. It's not because of bezdin. He's eating now. He thought shumin. That's why he's eating it. Meisvei the kashon Rav Yechon. You Rav Yechon, how could you say this person now? Since he's eating chayiv, he's chayiv a korban. But let's think, even if we would tell him that it's chalev, still he would eat it. Now he thinks he's eating shumin. He made a mistake, he thought it's shumin. If we would tell him it's chalev, he would still eat it because it's a ros bezdin. So why is it chayiv a korban? Meisver, the pasuk says, Meyam oretz, biasoisoi, mei means from. From the yam oretz, if they do a chet, they bring a korban. So we make a diyik, prat la mumma. A mumma, a person that would eat it, but meis it anyway, lahachis, he's potter from the korban. Even though he did the aver and now he does tshuva, he's potter from the korban. No, I don't know if he did tshuva or not, but he's potter from the korban. Rav Shimon ben Yosi Yomer, Mishum Rav Shimon, ain't a tzarech. I do not need a p'tur from a mumer from this pasuk, but rather like this. Harei Yomer, we know the klal of a shor korban is like this. Harei Yomer was said, the pasuk says, Asher lo yisi yasenu b'shkoga, v'yosho mehoida. That we darshin, Hashav mi idiosoi, maybe korban ashigosoi. A korban, a chatas is brought, you did the chet by mistake. By mistake means usually, you have a piece of fat here, you thought it was shumin. That's why you ate it. Really it was chalev. Now later when we tell you it was chalev, the person says, oy vey, it was chalev, I would have never eaten it. So when the person realized that it did a chet, he shaved right away, he retracts, he would not do it. Such a person has to bring a korban. Let's say a mumma made a mistake and he thought this chalev was shumin. Later when we tell him you should know what eating is chalev, he doesn't stop eating it. He's called a loyshev miyidiyosai. Such a person ainam may be korban ashim gosai. Even if he wants to, we do not accept the korban. He's not called a shev miyidiyosai. Means if he knows what he did, still he would do the chet. He's not a bar korban. That's the cloud of a korban. So therefore, a mumer is potter, either from the pasuk miyamoret, or else not from the svara, he's not called shev miyidiyosai. Now the question is, v'yimis, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, how could you tell me this person that went home and made a mistake, and ate this chalev, he thought it was shumin, he's chayiv a korban, holo shev miyidiyosai. This person, even when we notify him that what eating is really chalev, he won't stop, he'll still eat it. Why? Because bezdin paskin, this chalev is mutter. So why is he chayiv a korban? A monoshach. Al staroz bezdin, you admit that he's potter from a korban. Yoni's saying he's chayiv because he made his own mistake that he exchanged chaylev, shumit for chaylev. but his own mistake, he would not retract even if he knows he made the mistake. So why is he chayav a korban? So Marin says, Amra Papa, Tisav Rav Yechon holds like this, that kivon chimis yodelhu leveidina. Hadribu, let's see, if Bezdin themselves will realize that they made a mistake, Bezdin will retract their psak. If so, vunami hodebe. Later, if Bezdin will retract their psak, then this person listens to Bezdin. He'll also retract and stop eating this chalif. If so, that's enough for Shev Miyidiyasa Karinabe. The chayiv, that's called this person will be a shayiv. In other words, this person now is chayiv a korban. He went home and he ate this chalif. True, his mistake was that he thought it was shumin. So it's a shaygen. When we tell him it's chaylev, true, right now he won't stop yet. He'll still eat it. But when Bezdin retracts and he finds out about that, he will stop eating it. So he's called the Shev Miyidiyosai, according to Rabbi Yechon, and he's chayev according. Omar Rava, but Moed Rav that says this person is potter from a korban, it's still considered he's chaylev without Bezdin, but Rav admits, Sheinoi mashtam l'roit tziba. He will not add up to be part of the roit tziba. Like we'll learn later, if Rav of the Tziba listens to Bezdin and they eat this chaylev, then there's a new halacha. You have to bring a special power, or machlegis, whether Bezdin brings it or whether the Tziba brings it. But that's only when you have Rav of the Tziba. Now this yachin now, that went home and ate it, because he thought it was shumin, he does not be part of the count of the Rav. Why? My time, Omachron, the pasuk says, Bishkoga. Has to be Rav of the Tziba doing one shkoga. That has to be one mistake. The one mistake has to be that they all know it's chaylev. The mistake is best and fast and it's mutter. That's the mistake. But over here, that this one yochid made a different mistake. He thought it shumin, see, even though he's part of the korban, but he's not mitzarev to be part of the right tzib. For the korban of the tzib. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, they said three cases. They shosu v'yosi moim. Whether the Bezdin did and he did with the Bezdin, whether the Bezdin ate it today and he ate tomorrow, or whether he ate alone without the Bezdin. All three cases. The question is, Lomali Lamisti Kolani, what do I need all these three cases for? Let us just say he's Tolu, but that's Bezdin, he's Potter. So Bishleim Mareisha, you understand the ratio of the first case, where we say that he's Potter from the Korvin, Loizu Asukutani. Not only is he Potter when he eats with Bezdin, there I would think he's Potter. Now he's eating with Bezdin. But even if he eats a day later, and not only if Bezdin ate a day earlier, but even if Bezdin did not eat at all, still he's potter. That's a chiddush. That's called leizu azu. Not only this case is he potter, even the next case. So it's a chiddush. El is safer, but in the safer, the lechiyuva, the safer says that this yochid is chayiv a korban if the Talmud knows that Bezdin made a mistake. She shouldn't have eaten this chaylev. If he eats it, he's chayiv a korban. So ipchami b'shush is just the opposite way. That you know when you chayiv, not only to eat it yourself, even if Bezdin also made it. And not only if you ate it a day later, but even if you eat it directly with Bezdin, should have said the opposite way. Should have said, first of all, you chayiv if you eat it by yourself. And not only by yourself, even with Bezdin, even together. Tzmar says true, v'zu v'yantzach lay mezukatani. There's another derech of a Mishnah. Sometimes it says the biggest chiddush first, and then it says less